Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 275. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And for this episode, I have a quick reminder for you and for me and for all of us. And it's from, I saw a quote on Instagram the other day that kind of inspired this. The quote said, you deserve more than almost, like almost in quotes. And I like that, right? You deserve more than almost. And kind of the connotation there being that you deserve more than almost love, almost honesty, almost happiness, and so on and so forth. That the other person has to meet you there, that they can't give you almost effort, almost commitment, and so on and so forth. And I like that, right? That's a vibe for sure. Personally, I've always said, I've talked about it in the podcast before, that the reason that you're not 100% happy, 100% fulfilled, and so on, is because you don't ask for 100%. And almost in life certainly isn't 100%. So I was thinking about this and thinking about, like, what does this actually mean? What does almost actually mean in life, so that we could be aware of it and know that, you know, we're settling if we accept it. And it's kind of tough to measure, right? Particularly in relationships, because you could be with someone one day and they give you everything. They give you 100%, and that's great. But then the next, it's like they're kind of giving you almost again. So it's tough to get a handle on. So I was thinking about this and the idea of not settling for almost in life. And I'm sure you'd agree that you deserve more than almost in life. And the phrase that kind of came to mind for me that I think should hold space in your head and your heart is that not only do you deserve more than almost in life, you deserve to be chosen in life. You deserve to be chosen. And that's what I want to talk about just briefly in this podcast. A simple reminder that you, me, that everyone, you deserve to be chosen. You deserve to be with someone who chooses you. You deserve friends who choose you. You deserve a job that chooses you, family that chooses you, everything, everyone. And it's a reminder that yes, certainly the quality of your life is very much dependent on your effort and what you are willing to go after. But you need to have strong standards, the strongest standards, that your effort needs to be returned to you. That in as much as you can choose what you want and who you want, it's an absolute must that you are chosen back. No convincing them, no haggling with them, no chasing them. It's a must that you are chosen back because you deserve to be chosen and you deserve to be treated as such. So I'm going to take just a couple of quick minutes in this episode to talk about this because I really do think it's a reminder we can all use. So quickly before I hop into it, if you are enjoying the podcast and you're looking for a way to support me, which is amazing in the first place, if you're sitting around wondering how you can support me, that's amazing. Or if you're just looking for a way to to live these mindsets that I talk about even more, you could visit newmindsetwhodis.com and pick up a journal. I'm very passionate about journaling and writing things down, the things that are in your head and your heart. And I've got a couple different journals for sale there, and you could check them out, newmindsetwhodis.com. And I'm also doing free shipping on all of them, and almost all of them are also marked down by 20%. So it's a pretty good deal in my mind. But if that's not your vibe, that's okay. I still love you, and you could still support me by either just sharing the podcast with a friend and encouraging them to check it out, or you could just leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Either helps, and I appreciate you. You listening to the podcast and you sharing the podcast has made a huge, huge difference. for the podcast and for my life and for me personally. So very grateful for that. And thank you for listening. So that's the plug there. But let's talk about this topic at hand. Being chosen, not settling for anyone who doesn't choose you back. And, you know, on the podcast, I talk about a lot of topics that are related inherently to other people, right? The important people in your life. Lovers. I always think it's funny to say lovers. Lovers, friends, roommates, family, coworkers, you name it. And I talk a lot about, you know, how do you know if a relationship is right for you? How do you know if you've outgrown someone or if you're not getting what you deserve from someone? How do you know when to stay and when to go? The age-old question. And I've done many episodes on this, of course, about diving deep and asking yourself if you've tried your hardest and you've been honest and forthcoming. I've talked about, you know, asking yourself if that other person is bringing out the best in you or the worst in you. I've talked about all kinds of different, you know, mindset introspection exercises that you could do that I think are powerful. But I've got one more here, you know, the party don't stop. One more for this episode. And it's kind of like just a simple question of, in your current relationship or friendship or the one you're considering getting into or committing to, has the other person chosen you? Or is it only you who has chosen them? And I think this question can offer a lot of clarity because I think you'd agree that a powerful, lasting relationship, an invested relationship, is one where you choose them and they choose you. And there's no ambiguity about that, right? I'm sure you'd agree with that. But of course, if you're human, you probably also find that sometimes you're missing that final element, that last element there, that the other person isn't quite there. They're not willing to overtly choose you. And to the whole topic of this podcast, you deserve to be chosen. You deserve to be with someone who you can say, they have chosen me just as I have chosen them. That's someone where you're both on the same page, where there's no chasing, there's no convincing, where you both more or less want the same thing, where your enthusiasm is matched by their enthusiasm. And if you can say yes to this, that they have, yes, they have chosen me, that's a great, great thing. But if you ask yourself that question and you're like, I'm not sure, that's okay as well. It's nothing to beat yourself up about, but it should lead you to ask yourself some additional questions. Why do I not feel chosen by that person? And I bring this up, this is actually like a really empowering thing. This isn't a downer to like highlight the times where someone didn't choose you, because that does happen. It happens a lot for sure. Like I've been in several relationships in my 20s, I'd call it, where ultimately that's what I came to realize, that I was choosing them, but they weren't willing to choose me for a variety of reasons. And I've also been in relationships where they chose me and I didn't choose them. So like I've lived this on both sides of the coin. And ultimately, I stand by this fact that you deserve to be chosen. And, you know, when you find yourself in instances like this where you choose someone and they don't choose you back, the facts are the facts. Like, you deserve to stand up for what you deserve and you deserve to be chosen in the sense that you never should find yourself in a situation where you have to convince someone to choose you. And I say that with like somewhat of authority. I never try to make like sweeping statements on the podcast, but we have to all agree that, right? You deserve to be chosen. You deserve to be chosen. If you have to convince someone to choose you, that's the definition of chasing. And I've talked about chasing on the podcast before, and we all deserve better than having to chase someone in that sense. If someone chooses you, you won't have to convince them to do anything. You won't have to convince them to stop seeing other people, certainly. You won't have to convince them to call you, to text you, to answer your calls or answer your texts. You won't have to convince them to meet your family or your friends. You won't have to convince them to listen to you and your problems and what's going on in your head. You won't have to convince them to spend time doing what you want to do, even if it bores them, to try new things with you, and so on and so forth. And I think asking yourself this question can provide a lot of clarity in your life. Am I chosen? Do I feel chosen? You ask yourself that and you really analyze how you feel. And yeah, certainly, like thinking about this, certainly in relationships, both people aren't always going to be on the same page at all times. I don't think that's very realistic. But it's the question of, is there a sense of commitment in trying to be? that if you're not on the same page, you find yourself in a situation where you're not on the same page, that you both are going to try to figure out why, because you've both chosen each other. That, you know, things happen, there's ups and downs, but they want to get it right and they're not afraid to vocalize it. That's being chosen. It means you, who you are today with what you have today, with how you look today and talk today and everything today, it's good enough for them. And it's being chosen because it's what they want. And then you return that and you choose them. And that's the beautiful cycle of being chosen and returning it. But it's so important, right? Someone choosing you is just like a mental commitment to trying. It might not lead to the outcome that you both want because, again, life is life and things happen, but it's what you should strive for in the early stages of a relationship. And I really don't think you should accept anything less. Someone choosing to do their best to understand you, that's choosing you. That's someone who is willing to be vulnerable, someone who's willing to hurt in the process and be hurt in the process, someone who's willing to, you know, no longer talk to other people. That's such a big one. If you have to convince someone to stop seeing other people, that's a warning sign. That's, they're not choosing you when that's the case. That's, you know, someone who no longer wants to be on dating apps or keep their options open. That's when someone is choosing you. They don't need options because what they have right in front of them right now with you, it's good enough. And not like almost good enough, but good enough. This is what they want. It's someone who, you know, they do what they say they're going to do. And if they fall short, they don't sweep it under the rug. They own up to it. And I think we all know what it's like to be chosen. I think the closest approximation that, you know, hopefully we could all relate to, assuming that, you know, you had a compassionate upbringing is your family. Like your parents chose you in everything they did. They supported you and they helped you grow. And yeah, you might argue with them and you might want to kill each other sometimes. But at the end of the day, you know and you knew that they chose you and they continue to choose you and you chose them right back. That's what it's like to be chosen. That the other person is committed to getting it right. That they're committed to riding the waves. And you never have to convince them to do that. And of course, like I get that this all sounds great and kind of la-di-da, but at minimum, it's a powerful question to ask yourself. And that's what I like to do on this podcast a lot of the time, just give you questions to ask yourself in times where you need to make a decision. And that's the question. Am I chosen or am I chasing? Am I convincing this person to choose me? You should never have to convince someone to choose you. That's a fact. And I really think that should be a guiding principle in your life, because it shows that when you're chosen, you're appreciated and there's an effort to understand you. And that is so necessary in life. And, you know, personally, I'm very glad looking back at my 20s that I acted on the times when I asked myself this question and I was like, man, you know what? Like, I'm doing too much pitching of myself. I'm doing too much selling of myself. I'm doing too much convincing. I shouldn't have to do this. This isn't right for me. And, you know, in the moments like that, it sucked. It absolutely really killed me, because you start really overthinking, like, why am I not good enough? Why do I have to convince this person? And then I started to have feelings of, well, man, am I letting go of something that I should just try a little harder for? Am I letting go of something potentially great? But in retrospect, I don't think I would have been proud of myself if I ultimately convinced that person to choose me. Like, where's the compassion in that? To have to convince someone to choose you, to convince someone to choose you back, to convince someone to stop seeing other people, to care about you, but only because you put the pressure on them. It's a tough pill to swallow. And hindsight, of course, is 2020. But to realize you're doing the convincing, the chasing, it really opens your eyes. And that's why I think this is a powerful question to ask yourself. It's a powerful question to ask yourself, because again, to my point, I've been there. It's always funny to me that, you know, people listen to the pod or see the things that I post on Instagram, or, you know, just the fire selfies that I'm posting, and people are like, wow, Case, you're so great. You're so incredible, all this stuff. And, of course it's nice. I'm not going to act like that's not nice, but, you know, I've been in several relationships where ultimately that is what it boiled down to. I found myself doing the convincing. I had chosen them, but they needed to be convinced to choose me. I've been there. Like, I've 100% been there. And I'm not just saying that. I've been there because I'm human and we're all human and it happens. And in those moments, I'm really glad I listened to myself and I drew a line and I stepped back over it. Because again, it's the question of how fulfilling could a relationship be or become where you have to convince someone to be in it with you. And yeah, certainly, like, I'm aware that the timeline of a relationship can be wonky, and sometimes someone is more ready than the other person. Usually, often is the case, there's a little bit of an imbalance there. You know, one person is more ready to DTR than the next person, but that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm just talking about being with someone who wants to get to that point, about someone who is eager to move forward, to focus on you and you alone. And you know when that's the case because there's effort and there's communication. It's where that person doesn't dip on you, ghost you, where you don't hear from them for 2 weeks. They don't do that because they chose you and they know that's not right. It's where the person isn't still talking to other people because they chose you and they know that isn't right. It's where that person isn't playing games with you or love bombing you or whatever to get what they want because they fully and truly chose you and they know that's not right. So I just why I say, the right person chooses you with their words and with their actions. And sometimes all you need to do to figure out if you're doing what's best for you, if you're in a healthy relationship, is to ask yourself this question. Am I chosen? Have they chosen me? Or am I trying to convince them to choose me? So just something to think about here. I'll end it right here. In fact, I hope that was helpful. You know, I really do like talking through and providing like short little questions for you to ask yourself, short little mantras to repeat to yourself when you need them. Keep them in your back pocket, pull them out when you need them. And I hope you turn to this question when you need it, both as a means of, you know, providing clarity, but also as a mantra to repeat to yourself that you deserve to be chosen. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me and checking out newmindsethoodis.com. And until next episode, I'm out.